Okay. So, why is everyone's face? Okay, good morning. Let's begin. Which is Erev Tisha B'Av, which is today, the Sedem of Sekas Shlifnei Atzam. So remember that there's two meals that take place this evening. Now, we haven't had this in a long time. It's been on Motzei Shabbat. So we haven't really had a proper Sudam of Sekas. So it's been, you know, Shashudas over the last couple of years. Whereas this year, it's a real, you need a real Sudam of Sekas. Lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. You're not allowed to have two dishes. Nei shebeosa shah ha'avel al achorban gover. Ve'en ru'i shadam yinaheg batzmo chashivos. Because that's really the very difficult moment, beginning of the Churban, and we're not allowed to eat, you know, a proper meal, which is why most people have a pre-Sudam of Sekas meal, where they actually eat. But the meal right before Tisha B'Av, one needs to have a very, very simple meal. It's governed by certain rules. But one, you know, one says that you have, you know, an egg and bread. That'd be the only thing you'd be allowed to have. Obviously, you can't have meat and wine. And then we have the minhag now that, oh, it's come up the next line. It's a minhag not to have it for the entire week. And a half. Ella, she'ara sudam sekas israchil basar she'sam minhag rishonim. Okay, so there is no mention of abstaining from wine and meat during the 9 days. That was added later. It was added by the rishonim. It's not a din de gemara. That being said, however, b'sam of sekas isam adiver chachamim. That being said, not having abstaining from wine and abstaining from meat is from the gemara. For Sudam Sakas. Lachen Chola Yolada Shabasu Yachol Haskam Shayim Lachol Basar Tisha Yamim. Let's say there's individuals who are sick, infirmed, weak, and they need to eat meat in order to strengthen themselves. That's all they eat, let's say. They'd be allowed to eat in the 9 days, but not during Sudam Sakas. If it's mine Sudam Sakas, if it's Tisha B'Av, obviously Asur Lahem Lachlo. And that's also in Tisha B'Av itself. Of course, you need to break the fast. It should not be broken on meat and definitely not on on wine. Okay. Why is Zemasekas? Why is Zemasekas? Zohenasos achar chasosayam. That's eaten after chasos. V'hiya sudach chronethinesam. Last meal before the fast. For Adam sheuchel es sudasor chronethine chasosayam. But if you eat before chasos, rashar lechol ba shenitav shalim. Believe it or not, you could have then two dishes. This is what's fascinating here, is that, believe it or not, the idea of even eating you know, an additional meal in the afternoon. It's not so simple. Maybe you only need to have one meal the entire afternoon Tisha B'Av. That is not a minhag, but we see that it is, you know, it's not so far-fetched. As opposed to, you know, contrasts to Yom Kippur, we feast before Yom Kippur. That's a suda, that's a yediv meal before Yom Kippur. Very different feeling. Where am I? But the gentleman hug is to have this meal. You're going to have a later meal, you know, at 7 o'clock or so, if you at home, and then close to the fast, with just one meal. So that's what we do. Eat lunch, eat dinner at 6:30 till 7:30, take a break, and then have a small meal for, you know, 10 minutes at 8 o'clock. And really, you have to, you know, be careful not to, shall we say, have a large meal, you know, at like 8 o'clock, quickly bench, quickly have your stomach seconds afterwards. He says that's not appropriate. That's why I specifically use the time, you know. 6:30, eat till 7:30, or whatever, 7:15, and then wait a little bit, and then have your pre-Tisha B'Av Sudam of Sekas meal. All right, but the other, kishel lo hispik lech b'tzorayim u'chem lef, you don't have time to eat properly. If it's very late and you know you're out working on the fields and you're concerned you're not going to have time to eat properly before the fast, then in such a case you have a full meal, you got to have at least, you know, half hour break, maybe have daven mincha or learn something. We're trying to do is try to make a hefsek, right? Otherwise, it's a joke. You bench on the meal, then you got to have a hefsek between the two. You have the proper delay between the two. Be careful on that meal that you're going to eat to fill yourself up, that you're not going to be so full that you're not going to eat the proper seven seconds, because that would be problematic. Fine. Going down to number 9. At the seven seconds, you are allowed to eat raw foods like peros and yarkos, fruits and vegetables. Lo hagbala, no problem. But cooked, you know, like, I don't know, fruit compost or whatever. If they're cooked, no good. They're edible raw, doesn't matter. You know, I don't know. Fish is not edible raw. Well, I guess fish is edible raw. Bad example. Pasta is not edible raw. So you'd say, okay, pasta is considered one cooked dish. But maybe, you know, cooked fruit is not considered one cooked dish. No, it is considered a cooked dish if that's all you can eat. Gvina, obviously, and or leaven, which is very Israeli, this, you know, the type of yogurt they used to have. V'chema, or butter. V'chol motzri achalav shavru pasteurization. Those are not considered cooked. She'chimamum nasa misivos briosios. If you talk about, let's say, all these dairy products that get pasteurized, it's not really considered cooked. And the reason why, because really they're cooked, not necessarily for taste, they do it because for health reasons. It doesn't really improve the taste of food. Very interesting. I was not aware of that. To me, if it had told me, I would have said, you know, well, I mean, butter, how does butter not be cooked? Butter is butter. You turn butter or cheese. So not the case. He said it's not considered a cooked product. So you'd be allowed to eat that in addition to another cooked food item. You know, if you cook together gezer, you cook carrots with potatoes, you can't eat them together. Why? Not allowed to. Can't do it. Or if you had, for example, noodles with cheese, or dashim in bitzim, or if you had them of lentils with eggs, rehem datu dashilim, move everything and mix together, vasur lacham yachak, and eat together. Even if you had two different dishes with the same mean, same species, same item. But rather, it's a, you know, different thickness. It's still considered two tashilim. Can't do it. And beitz a kasha hard boiled egg and beitz a raka and a soft boiled egg. No good. But an item, they usually mix it together. One's ikra, one's a tafa, kind of like, you know, by brachos, for example, or as with a little bit of onions, right? So you don't, a little bit of onions in your rice. I consider one tafsha. It's a general prevailing minhag, which we're going to see in a second. We'll get to, is that what do? Eggs and ashes, eggs and bread. That's usually the easiest thing to do. In fact, that's the minhag. So skip down, because I want to get to something else. Go down, not to have chocolate, because it's considered a snack. Okay. Right, you don't eat fish. Go down. Okay, go to Minhagei Seven Seconds, Chapter 9. Super Batalmud, Shekachei Minhagei Shrav Yudah Ben Ilai, Seven Seconds. This is the Minhag, this is written in the Gemara. We have the Fanav Pas Chareif HaBemelach. They bring before him a little bit of this dry bread dipped in a little bit of salt. Yoshev b'makom bizui ben tana l'kirayim. And he'd sit in a disgusting place by the, in between the furnace and the oven, with the ground and there's soot everywhere. So he literally would sit in the middle of the soot from the oven, from the furnace. And there he'd drink a jug of water. And he looked as if his close relative, his deceased close relative, is literally lying down in front of him. That is, like I said, that's the minhag. Literally to eat ashes with his bread. There is a minhag also that fruits and vegetables could deal with coffee across the sum in order to strengthen before the fast. Like I said, we don't do that. We generally have these two meals, one at 6:30, one at 8. You have eggs, kashos, hard-boiled eggs, which is a custom for mourners. I don't know if you've experienced this before, but God forbid when you lose a close relative. And you have what's called sudas avra, which is the first meal after you get back from the feld, from the cemetery, from the Beis HaChaim. That first meal needs to be eaten alone on the ground, on the floor, and usually, again, consists of eggs with a bit of bread. Again, why eggs? The round circle of life. You could eat two eggs. People would also eat some type of legumes, lentils, because it's also considered the food of the mourners, as I'm sure you're familiar with the famous Medrash by Avraham Avinu, right by Yaakov's story that he ate. Lechem of Zidr Nashim, the Medrash that I believe says why Avram passed away, and therefore they're mourning, and that's why they ate mourning food. Okay, fine. Next. We're not done. What is the posture of Shlomo's Sukkah? Because to demonstrate how downtrodden we are because of the Chorban, Nuhagin Lasheves al Hakarka, we sit on the floor. You put your shoes on, you don't have to remove your shoes, meaning you can still wear leather shoes. Yesh Omrim Shalpi Kabbalah Nachal Nechbo Lachzos Bo Yashiv Lekarka. Really, according to Kabbalistic customs, they should actually put a piece of material. You should never sit directly on the floor. You should sit on like a small little rug. Yesh Mechrim Bazeh Alpi Yesh Mechrim Bazeh Gam Al Gabei Martzafos. There's some people who are even machmir on it, even if there's, let's say, the floor is finished and there's tiles on it. You still shouldn't sit on the dirt floor directly. You can show shows a kaga, if you're difficult to sit on the floor, or like a chola, a zaki, and your lead desk, and bears, but show shows a kisa, you can sit on a low chair, but definitely not your regular chair that you usually sit on. Sit in a different spot. You gotta sit alone. Yeshiv kol echel levado, everyone has to sit alone. And you're in a family, everyone sits by themselves. You don't eat, it's not a family meal. Yeshiv kol echel levado, bepina so lechol sudat nosega, shenemar, al ha'avel yeshiv adar vidom. You sit alone. The mourner sits alone and there's nothing to say, right? Vayidom, silence, like from Yidom Aron. Even if you have no choice and you're in a small place and three people are sitting together, Nishim sorry for Zimun, you do not have a Zimun. You eat alone. Generally speaking, you should what on Erev Tisha B'Av? Learn things that are sad, connected to Velas. But I'm not into learning things. I do whatever. I learn 2-3 hours a day. I don't want to. I have a seder. I have this. I have that. Okay. Then it'd be okay to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. You finish on a second. You want to eat a little bit more. Russia, you can. Because the fast begins by sunset, now you finish eating. Unless, of course, Rav Mishki will let's move on. Still, the tiny. If you say I'm accepting the fast early, then obviously it would accept the fast early. Okay. Let's jump because the next part is actually dealing with Shabbos. Which I wish it was. That was last year. Go all the way to chapter 10. Don't go to 2. Don't go to 3. Don't go to 4. Don't go to 5. We're going to go to chapter 10:2. Okay. We did that already. That's a given. 10:3 we're going to skip. 10:4. Okay, fine. Here we go. Ulam, mitzad acher yishna chumra b'tzom tisha b'av apine yom kippur. The same word machmer about tisha b'av than yom kippur, and that is shebetzom tisha b'av yesh gam chiyuv avilus. There's an additional obligation of avilus. Be careful. There's two components of tisha b'av. There's the five inuim, the five things that we're not allowed to do, and then there's also avilus. There's also in mourning. V'chin yosh ha'atzah, who's in the ground. In arim shalom zazah, we don't greet people. And we dim the light. And we abstain from learning happy, joyous Torah. However, Yom Kippur, the only obligation on Yom Kippur is to fast. Except for the five inuim that we have, the five afflictions that we do on Yom Kippur, it's a yontif. You dress appropriately on Yom Kippur. You sit on benches, right? V'sharim and varchim shalom aleichem, right? You move on shoskim Torah below by like learn as much as you want. So it's the five inuim are similar between the two, but Tisha B'Av has additional level of avelus, which adds to the solemnity of the day. Okay, chapter 10:3. I got 9 minutes. Good. Oh, we did that already. Cholim would be patur on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so 10:3. Father by Nisha Cholim patur mitzvah Tisha. We already said that Chola is exempt from Tisha B'Av. In Torah she chol pachos mikishir. Okay, so there's no pachos mikishir. There's no like take out a shot glass and you have to have 1 ounce and less than a share by your time. Oh, excuse me. Right? We don't play the sheer games on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av simply because it's not in the Torah. So interach shiachah b'chol mishir. There's no need to have those small little shots of food. If you must drink or eat, you don't have to take a measuring cups. If you can't measure on Yom Kippur, you have to have a pre-measure. B'nei shirak b'tzom Yom Kippurim hu min haTorah. It's d'oraisa on you to eat on Yom Kippur. Therefore, only dangerously ill people are patur from fasting on Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, adif k'she'efshar shi'achal b'chol mishir. That's why you have to lesson this year. About b'tzom Tisha B'Av, cholim p'turim l'gamrei. A person who's sick would be exempt. V'chein ein tzorach shi'achal b'chol mishir. The lesson this year. There's no Indian to push yourself in a fast number of hours. Someone mentioned, hang on. Okay, I thought it came into my head and I forgot what it was. Fine. Weiter. Oh, that's why. Because eating is an isakares. So eating food on your kippur is an isakares. Even pachos mishir, by the way, is asur d'oraisa. Maybe there's no kares, but it's still asur to do. So that's why we play the shiurim game. So at least we can avoid being transgressing isur kares. So that's the advantage of eating small amounts on Yom Kippur. Okay, your Tisha B'Av doesn't apply. Well, then, into Rosh Yerachah B'chol Mishir, we go into Rosh Yerachah, and I come to find. Oh, no. Ka'am Achron, Kasu, She'im, Efshar, but some Achronim say, listen, if possible, Nachon, She'acholim, Yechmir, V'lo, Yechlu, Yishtu, B'lo, Tisha B'Av. Try to at least not eat or drink Tisha B'Av night. in order to participate in the pain and the anguish of the congregation. In the morning, they could then eat or drink. That's when a person gave birth. Lady gave birth. She considered sick until day 30. Must speak more because she hasn't strengthened enough since birth. Therefore, she put her for fasting. Right? Well, what about today? I don't understand. The modern era, this goes back short Arach, this 500 years ago. What about in the year 2020? Would this still apply today? A woman who gave birth, yeah, medicine's better, conditions are better. Nonetheless, again, when it comes to, since it's only rabbinic, since it's just Rabbanan, we tell women who just gave birth. So again, when it comes to Yom Kippur, 72 hours before Yom Kippur, that's considered a sakana in the evening Yom Kippur. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we extend it all the way to 30 days. And why do you count 30 days? Probably the moment she already has birthing pains. The moment she's taken to the hospital, you like this, the moment she has to have any of these pains or anything, she'd be exempt from fasting. Mishi Pilas Ubra, for she's under a miscarriage, im he margisha chushab meshach shloshim hayamim sha'ar ha'plata. So let's say, even a woman, God forbid, had a miscarriage, dina ki yaladas, she's like a yaladas, she gave birth, stillborn, and she'd be exempt from fasting on Tisha B'Av. If you're bothered from eating, it doesn't mean you should go have, you know, I don't know, chocolate and, I don't know, marzipan, rugelach. No. You have to only eat, you know, what you really, really need. Right? No question about it. And again, last couple of years, it was on a Sunday, and so you had to make avdala. And before you could eat, that is no longer the case, obviously, because it is a Thursday. You should eat carefully. Okay, and if you do eat bread, the machlokas, do you say nachim at benching or not? That's a well-known machlokas. Okay, generally speaking, and this is what he says here, is on Tisha B'Av is very different because women who are pregnant or nursing are obligated to fast on Tisha B'Av, which is not the case from the minor fast days. All minor fast days, women are considered pregnant or nursing, and they would be absent from fasting, not on Tisha B'Av. That being said, if women on Tisha B'Av feels weak, then she falls in the category of any type of chola. She ain't no sakana. If a person is sick, not sick like my goodness, person in the hospital, but sick enough like they can't work, that they lie down, they can't function, they have a terrible, terrible headache, they have a terrible stomach ache, they'd be exempt from fasting. That's the status. Okay? And that's what he says. There are women who have bad, you know, they suffer from vomiting, nausea. I literally get how many calls? I don't know. For sure, 6 calls yesterday from women who are pregnant, women who are nursing. Actually, one woman called me who she's nursing twins, right? I met her only a couple of times. Her husband, very well. Husband did school here with UFT. So Baruch Hashem, I've been in touch with them. And so she's nursing twins. So she's not default status of a chola. Once already, in certain situations, she'd be considered a chola, so she has to be very careful. She has to be very careful. Okay? And again, start fasting and see what happens. A couple minutes left. What can we do with more? Let's scroll down. Washing. So obviously, it's the coronavirus right now. So when it comes to washing, we're more lenient. Obviously, using alcohol, those things are not considered a problem. And again, the only type of washing is washing for tanug, for pleasure. Right? That's what he says here. Kovar chitza show tanugasura, pleasurable bathing is asar. Right? Doesn't matter hot or cold. Even a little bit of your body is asar. Right? Even the dip your pinky in water is asar. But if you're dirty, right? If you wash negav asar, right? You have to, there's certain things, you're changing a diaper, you know, you're blowing your nose, whatever, coronavirus, you're going out, all those things, you would need to, of course, wash your hands. Okay? If you're very schwitzy, right? You know, again, quick wash yourself. I don't think the weather's going to be that bad. Thursday, we have good air conditioning. Okay? So that's the, again, washing the sedai in the morning is only until the first set of knuckles. I'm just scrolling down. Right, deodorant, by the way. Deodorant will be a problem on Tisha B'Av because it has a positive smell to it. Well, let me rephrase. Deodorant, which is odorless, is just there to remove a foul smell. So that's fine on Tisha B'Av. But deodorant which is scented, which is going to give you a positive smell, that's a problem. Okay? So you have to find an unscented deodorant, that would be fine. So Vaseline, by the way, for your lips would also be okay. That's fine. Not a problem at all. Okay, or I see here tonight you use bug repellent. That's also okay. Who's messaging me? Down here. All right, we could end here. It's already 6:29. Again, when it comes to shoes, it could be finish all the lachas dish above. Okay, you could finish it over the next little while. But we have here the laws of dish above in terms of their shoes. Again, we do not wear leather shoes, any leather in your shoes whatsoever. We try to avoid. And there was a time where it said like a woman who was pregnant.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Have a good day. You'll be allowed to wear non-leather shoes. It's not the case anymore because we have very good shoes that are not leather, and therefore you should not wear shoes at all. No reason not to. Okay, this is the issue of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, greeting people on Tisha B'Av. Those are topics we didn't get to. Okay, everybody do it on their own. Have a great day, everybody, because it is now 6:30. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Have an easy and meaningful, have an easy fast, and maybe find it meaningful, and hopefully we will not have to do this ever again.